Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Psalm 135, verses 15 through 21, that's our passage today. The psalmist writes, "The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem." And the psalm ends as it began, praise the Lord. Today, let's think about idols, structures that stand tall but can't move an inch. Carved mouths that are speechless, chiseled eyes that are sightless, molded ears that hear no sound. They are inanimate, lifeless, and dead. People bow before their own creations. So the question is, why? Why do people bow before them? Why the burning incense? What's up with the sacrifices? Why do costume-clad dancers move frenetically in their presence? Why are they the beneficiaries of such devotion, these lifeless idols? Well, there's a God-shaped void in the heart of every person. God created us for himself and has placed eternity in our hearts. We long for something, someone bigger than we are. We desire the hole to be filled, but want to fill it with on our own terms and with our own things. However, only God is the one who can fix the hole in your heart. Destroy your idols and fall on your knees before him. Father, reveal to me the idols that I serve. Show me the things I bow before. Forgive me for my missed focus. I am on my knees. Lift my head and let me see only you. In Jesus' name, amen.